Ladies and gentlemen, my name is
Scott.
Hey, yo.
Is that his younger brother? It's gotta be
Jeff.
The cream will rise to the top, oh yeah.
And you're listening to
all of the great action figures from our good friends at Hasbro.
The Fully Posable.
Have your own WrestleMania with all your favorite figures.
Wrestling figure.
He's sold separately from LJN.
Podcast.
And we are the Mount Rushmore of professional wrestling.
Hey, welcome to episode 170 of the Fully Posable Wrestling Figure Podcast, the longest running episodic wrestling figure podcast going today. Hey, welcome to the stage, Scotty.
Hey, thanks there, big guy.
Watch out, ladies in the first two rows. Watch out for a flying blunt object.
Welcome to the stage, squat.
Oh, man, I could see you just trying to... Never mind, I'm going to stop right there.
It's more like, welcome to the crowd squat.
My name is Jeff. Sitting alongside next to me is my real-life brother, not storyline brother, Scott. Scott, say hello.
Hello.
Scott, on this show, we actually have quite a bit of news from a video that popped up on YouTube. We're going to be covering that. It's an interview with Bill. We got other news regarding Elite 68. We also have a lot, and we're happy to report this, a lot of FTC news. We got a Poll of the Week, Figure Friday, and we got to also announce next entrance into the Fully Posable Hall of Shame, Scott.
Yes, so the second annual Fig Life Hall of Fame is going to induct the newest members into the Hall of Shame. So stay tuned, and you will soon find out who those people are or who that person is. And Jeff, would now be a good time to announce our new podcast name?
Yeah, go for it, dude.
It is no longer the Fully Posable Podcast. We are now the Wrestling Figure Experience.
Ooh, I like it. I like it.
Yes. So we have an official name change. It is no longer the Fully Posable Podcast. We are now the Wrestling Figure Experience. And your name is now Junkmeister, and mine is Optimus Prime.
Are we going back to Garbage Pail Kids?
Yes. Yes, we are. So I'm Scotty Potty. And you're Junkie Jeff.
Dude, you remember those, huh?
I think that's what they were. I'm pretty sure I was Scotty Potty.
You were Scotty Potty and I was Junkie Jeff or Junk Jeff or something like that.
Yes. So welcome to the Wrestling Figure Experience hosted by Junkie Jeff and Scotty Potty.
I saw your tweets this past week. I saw that you weren't too happy with the name change.
No. No, absolutely not. Why are you changing War Raiders? The fans literally were chanting war, war, war. Like, that's awesome. That is incredibly cool. And rumor going around, word on the street, is that they were supposed to be called the Berserkers, which for obvious reasons, that wouldn't work because there was already a character in WWE named the Berserker. So the Berserkers wouldn't really work too well. But even that, Jeff, is way cooler than the Viking Experience. Nowhere near as cool, though, as the Wrestling Figure Experience.
Side note, I refuse to have our name changed to that. That's horrible.
I second it, so we are officially back to being called the Fully Posable Podcast. Welcome to the show.
Well, that didn't take long.
Shortest name change ever.
We didn't even allow the listeners to have a voice on that one. I was like, no, this isn't happening.
Yeah. It will not be taken to a vote. It has been vetoed already.
And we're going to round it out with the listener segment. Everyone, head on over to Pro Wrestling Tees or WhatAManeuver.net. Pick up any of our new shirts that have gone up. We've got a bunch of slanging it shirts, Scott, going on.
Literally slanging it everywhere, Jeff.
We're slanging it on WhatAManeuver. We're slanging it on Pro Wrestling Tees. We're slanging it everywhere.
And we've still got one more new shirt coming down the pike. And that one will go to WhatAManeuver as an exclusive. It will not go to Pro Wrestling Tees. So there's one more shirt coming down the pipeline. We already have the image done. Of course, Jason Wolf did it. The amazing at Jason Wolf, Jason WLF on Twitter, designed a new shirt for us, and it's coming down the pipe. We're just kind of letting some stuff filter through. We're still kind of catching up from WrestleMania. Specifically, you, Jeff, are still catching up from WrestleMania. A lot of cool stuff happening with the show, but there will be a new shirt, I would say, within the next couple weeks up on WhatAManeuver that will be exclusive to WhatAManeuver.
You can follow us on Twitter, YouTube, Snapchat, and the Book of Faces at Fully Posable, Instagram Fully Posable, WF. You can go back and listen to any of our past podcasts, any of them at all, on fullyposablepodcast.com, Stitcher, iTunes, iHeartRadio, and Spotify. Please rate and review on iTunes. Scott, like this week, it comes in from Vano, V-A-N-O-S-H, Gaming. The title of this one is I Like People. And gave us a sweet 5 stars, and he says, you guys are the best podcast ever made.
Wow. Wow.
Ever made.
Wow, that's putting us in some pretty lofty company, and to rate us number one, what an incredible honor. And I like his title, I Like People. So we've had I Like Food, I Like People, and It Cured My IBS.
I love it.
Excellent. Thank you so much for that killer review.
Thank you, Vano, Vano SH Gaming. You can email us any audio questions, or anything else at all to fullyposablewfp@gmail.com. Scott, a couple plugs. Usually we get these in at the end of the show, but first we want to get in a couple of plugs. First, for Wrestling Toy Tracker. These guys go through a database. Scott mentioned them a couple weeks ago. They go through a database and they kind of average out the prices for Mint on Card and Loose Hasbros. You can follow these guys on Twitter @toy_tracker. And again, what they do is they kind of price out carded Hasbros and Loose Hasbros. And what they did is they kind of do a database or a spreadsheet of kind of average price for each individual figure. They actually had one the other day, Scott, where they had carded Rockers Hasbro listed at $46, and that was Mint on Card.
Wow. Yeah, and I think that the average quality of the card that they're looking at would be like a 6 or a 7, if I'm remembering my conversation with him correctly from about a month and a half ago. It's like a 6 or a 7 on the card scale.
At Wrestle Toy Tracker updates their database every 3 months to kind of give you the average price. So give them a follow @toy_tracker. Scotty, another plug we wanted to get in was World Championship Raffling. Raffling.
Raffling.
And these guys were the ones that were at WrestleCon this past year, right by Ric Flair's line that had the Loose LJNs, where I was tempted to get the white tank top Hulk Hogan LJN. I was so tempted. And you can find them on Facebook at World Championship Raffling.
Yes, that is WRAFFLING. And Jeff, I was kind of going through their page. I got accepted as a member on there, and they've got some really cool raffles going on, and it's nothing too pricey.
Raffling for ruffling figures.
Will you stop?
Thuffer and Thuckatash.
I'll have you thrown out of here.
Scott, we have a couple of omissions, kind of, from the last week's show.
Yeah, my bad.
Last week, you said that the JYD was the Hall of Fame figure. JYD hasn't had a Hall of Fame figure. You were talking about his Elite. I think that was Elite 33, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes, it's the reason we can't have nice things, because I do things like that.
I should have caught that in editing.
Shame on you, too. Welcome to my suffering and my pain. Misery loves company. Thank you.
Also, the other omission, and I don't know if this is really an omission, but I'm going to say more of a miscommunication. So word got back to Steve Ozer at Mattel regarding what our source said about the Harley Race figure, about how numbers weren't matching up, from the person that he talked to at the Mattel booth at Sunday's Access. Steve said that all Harleys have been shipped out and have all been accounted for. So I went back to our source and he goes, well, this is what the guy told me. And I believe him because he has a memory that's better than a lot of wrestlers. Cause you know, how wrestlers are like, hey, we were in this town and we did this and that. He's like that. He has that type of memory. He said, I talked to a guy who was about 5'9", 5'8", 5'9", had hair. So it's not Bill, wearing an Elite Squad jacket. And he says, I talked to him for a while. And I gave you all the notes that I had regarding it. So I think there was a miscommunication somewhere, in my personal opinion.
Interesting. So that's not really an omission. That is more something that was reported from a source. And then another source directly from Mattel, we all know him, Steve Ozer, awesome dude, basically disputes that. So it's like when Dave Meltzer throws something out on WrestleZone, right? And then says something about a WWE person, and that WWE person says, nope, that's totally not true. That's kind of what we have now. Right? We have our source telling us one thing. We have a direct source, Steve Ozer from Mattel, disputing that, but it's still out there. It's still out there, but we have a source at Mattel telling us it's not true. So believe what you will.
I have no reason not to believe our source. He's been very truthful with us for the past, I don't know how many years. He's a good friend. So I believe he heard that, but Steve is disputing that. So that's kind of that right now.
Yes, but you know, there's that little piece of me that sees these Harleys selling for $200 to $300 on eBay that really, really wants Big Lots to all of a sudden get a shipment of Elite Flashback 3s in. So I'm holding out hope that what our source said is correct. It might be totally wrong, but hey, I can hold out hope.
The other thing that made me believe our source was, do you remember about a couple months ago, a couple Harleys popped up in Washington, D.C.?
Okay.
I thought back to that and thinking, okay, that only happened 2 months ago, where a couple Harleys popped up in Washington, D.C. at a Walmart. So maybe they are still out there.
It's possible, but from what Steve at Mattel is saying, nope. If you're holding out hope that Harley is supposed to hit the retail pegs, give it up. Again, the collector in me is really hoping that our source is right.
I don't think it's going to be Big Lots. I think it's going to be one random trip to Walmart in a rural area, and boom, it's going to be sitting right there.
Or even better, if it pops up at like Ross or Marshall's or something for like $7. Oh my gosh. That would be like the find of the decade.
Scott, we did another poll of the week. This seems to be pretty popular. My question to everyone this week is, which company has captured Shawn Michaels the best? 310 votes came in a 24-hour period. So thank you to everyone. I love doing this. Remco got 2%.
That is pathetic.
Hasbro got 18%, Jax got 18%, and Mattel got 62%.
It's pretty much a landslide.
Did you vote on that, Scott?
I did not vote on that, Jeff, but my favorite HBK figure of all time is the one released by Jax that had all of his world titles with it, or all of the championships that he won. So I would have given my vote to Jax, actually.
After thinking back, I wish I would have given my vote to Jax also. I gave it to Hasbro because it has my favorite HBK. It's that one with the black and silver tights.
Yes.
And the silver glasses and blonde hair.
Yes.
That's my favorite HBK. I love that HBK.
That's a really good Shawn Michaels figure.
But if you go back and you look at the Jax, Jax did really well on Shawn. Like your favorite figure, Scott, from the Deluxe Classic. Shawn Michaels with Bret Hart in the Montreal Screwjob 2-pack, excellent. Fantastic figure. The very first Jax Classic, excellent figure. I thought they did really well on Shawn, and if I could go back, I would have voted Jax.
Yeah, I mean, not to knock Mattel at all. I think the listeners made a great choice. Mattel has put out some excellent Shawn Michaels figures. Specifically, that WrestleMania 25 HBK is phenomenal. But again, my favorite lies in the Jax line, so that would have gotten my vote.
Scott, Figure Friday comes in from Brandon Hova. So he had two Jax 2-packs. And the Jax 2-packs was Ric Flair and Barry Windham and Arn and Tully, the Brainbusters. So what Brandon did is before WrestleCon, he scrubbed off the Sharpie autographs and had all four of them sign in a blue paint pen. And dude, it came out great. I'm doing this with my Rock and Roll Express 2-pack, and I'm redoing it.
Yeah, that's a great call, dude. I saw how good those turned out when Brandon got them signed, and that was definitely the right decision. It's going to kill you to wipe off that signature, but what you get after the fact is going to be so much better than what's on there right now.
So what Brandon said he sprayed some Goo Gone and let it sit for some time. He said it did take some elbow grease, though, to take off the autographs, but he used Goo Gone, and I kid you not, it came right off, and they re-signed at WrestleCon, and it looks fantastic.
You said elbow grease and spray and goo all in the same sentence, dude.
Boom. Goes the dynamite.
By the way, that's your Figure Friday.
By the way, I take it you didn't do any Toy Spotting?
I did. I checked Walmart, and they still, and this is getting hilarious at this point, it's the same selection up on the pegs. And they still have not yet put out that big display of WWE. I mean, it's like humorous at this point. I'm like, I live in a spot that's frozen in time with their WWE figures. They are not going to ever change. I am forever going to have that selection of WWE figures at my local Walmart. It's hilarious at this point, dude.
So it's funny because Celeste hit up your Walmart last Friday when she had to pick up the cat and Alana. And she gets in there and she goes, okay, here's what they have. And I was all, oh, that's basically what Scott tells me every week.
Yep, we've got a couple of Retro 7s, a lot of basics, a Jack Gallagher, a big cast, some top picks slash top talent. That's it.
So I hit up three Walmarts around here, dude, and pegs are empty. Lots of basics. Did see the Jeff Hardy, I think that's basic 91. That's pretty good. It's good face scan on it. I like it. But pegs are empty. We even went to Dublin when we dropped off Alana coming home on Sunday. Went to Dublin Walmart, and that thing was hideous. It's a little bit better than the Walmart out here, but I mean, it's still a shit show.
Yeah, it's bad. I mean, to our point about how we always harp on the Fig Life and how great it is to be a part of it and we're all helping each other. Dude, honestly, without the Fig Life, I would not have any of the NXT elites. I wouldn't have Pete Dunne. I wouldn't have Sherry. I would be fuming right now about our selection of toys, but Fig Life hooked me up, so I'm not stressed.
Yeah, this is a blanket apology to everyone that we cannot help assist in finding figures for you guys. We're trying.
Yeah.
But like, we've actually almost cut out our toy spotting segment because we can't find anything out here.
It's like a broken record every week. It's the same story.
It is, dude. It is. It's horrible. It's horrible.
It's like, I hunted, I came up dry. The end.
Came up dry, and now on to Figure Friday or Poll of the Week.
Yeah, exactly.
That's why I've actually added those in, is because our whatchamacallits have been slacking pathetic lately. Scott, we have a long news segment that we need to get into. So what you say?
Let's talk about it.
You didn't know?
Scott, before we jump into the interview with Bill from Access, let's go over Elite 68. First off, this is SummerSlam packaging.
Yeah, interesting. If my memory serves me correctly, Jeff, this is the first time they've done an Elite line and had pay-per-view specific packaging for it, meaning this is in their regular running line of Elite and they're using a pay-per-view specific packaging for it. So again, if my memory serves me correct, this would be the first time they've done this.
Hold on. Going through the Rolodex. And you are correct.
Crazy. I mean, we all know that they do run WrestleMania Elites, SummerSlam Elites, but this is a regular line of Elites, Series 68, and it has SummerSlam specific packaging. So all of these outfits in this line that the wrestlers are in are outfits or gear that they wore specific to SummerSlam. Pretty cool.
So in this series, this is the King Mabel series. There will be an extra King Mabel or a variant King Mabel with an M on its chest. Comes with extra hands. American Badass Undertaker, he has glasses, extra hands, and a cane mask. Braun Strowman, he comes with that huge, what instrument was that? It was like guitar in San Jose that he did it at, Scott? Or not what city he did it at, but what kind of instrument was that?
Oh, it's like a big bass guitar, like the one that the guy used to play at the Mitch Hedberg concerts when Mitch Hedberg first started out. While Mitch was talking, he ran a little bass riff in the background. It was awesome.
It's funny when you mention that, I have that bass riff going on in my head right now.
Yeah. We should have that during one of our shows.
Daniel Bryan, he'll be in a Seahawks gear, updated t-shirt saying yes, 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 which is already outdated, and extra hands. Brie Bella, she'll be in her red gear with a Brie Mo t-shirt, and Roman Reigns, he has two sets, count them, two sets of extra hands, Scott.
That's getting a lot of hands.
Scott, a video on YouTube popped up, and it was a Q&A with Bill. It was about a 24-minute video. It was from Access. So they asked Bill a bunch of questions. So I'm going to go over all these questions. Scott, if you have anything, chime in. So, or just sit there quietly like you're doing now.
The wrestling figure experience, folks.
Stop that right now.
Knock it off.
It's a failed experience on TV, and it's a failed experiment here.
Excellent.
So, Scott, first question to Bill was, will the Target and Walmart exclusives continue? He says, yes, they will continue. He knows some people are not crazy about them, but if the two major retailers, Target and Walmart, ask for something like they have, you give them what they want without Toys R Us in the picture, it changes everything, which is true.
No, it's totally true. And he's absolutely right. If retail wants it, retail is the biggest part of their business. You give it to retail. Give them what they want. We as collectors, we complain about distribution, but if the retailer wants more exclusives, of course Mattel has to give them that. Totally understand his point there.
Another question to Bill. Are we going to get more WCW belts other than the one released with Ron Simmons? He says yes. The last time they did a WCW title, they didn't get a stop from WWE. So WWE will kind of put the ban hammer down on them if they do something like that.
Right.
Because it may infringe on some legal right things with the belt makers. He said, but they didn't get this. So it sounds like everything that was preventing them from happening before has been worked out.
Man, that is great news. So at some point, Jeff, we might see the NWA television title, which I still love to this day, and the NWA tag team titles that we all know and love. So that's great news.
Hopefully they dabble in that. Make a Tully Blanchard put that NWA TV title in there, or the old US title in there.
Or more specifically, since they already have Ron Simmons and the concussion lawsuit is over, which we will get to in the course of this interview with Bill, maybe they throw in a Butch Reed and boom, they can do Doom with the tag team titles. Or Jeff, your favorite, they could finally make Rock and Roll Express and throw those NWA tag team titles on them.
Yeah, I'm still wondering what's preventing them from putting Rock and Roll Express in, because I feel that the Rock and Roll Express would be a good get. And I'm going to mention it first this week, Scott, Matty Collector.
Yes. Yes. Matty Collector would be the perfect home for Doom or Rock and Roll Express.
Was Butch Reed on that concussion lawsuit? I can't remember.
I don't know. I don't know why Butch Reed hasn't had an action figure in forever, so I really don't know what the deal is with him. Somebody needs to get him under a contract, though, so we can finally get Doom figures that are awesome and not in sweatpants.
but if FTC got Butch Reed, then that means Ron Simmons is under a Legends deal with WWE. They can't intermingle.
No, that's exactly right. So, I mean, no offense to FTC, but I really don't want them to get Butch Reed for that reason. I want him under the same umbrella as Ron Simmons so we can finally get good Doom figures.
I think Chris would understand, Scott.
I think he would too. As a fellow wrestling figure collector, I think he would totally understand.
Question to Bill. What retros would you like to make still, since there is so much more potential here? He said he would love to try female talent like Becky and Ronda. There's a lot of people that are hoping for two packs for women. I think there's a high demand for that one going on right now.
Yeah, Soda Hunter on Twitter has been one of the biggest proponents of that, of getting the females included into the retro line. And I agree with Soda, and it's great to see what Bill said here, that he's wanting the women in the line too. So green light, go. Make it happen.
Scott, back to your concussion lawsuit. Without naming specifics, is there anyone from the dismissed concussion lawsuit back under a Legends deal? If so, anyone currently in the works? Bill, he kind of hesitated on this one. He didn't know how to answer it, but basically he said if someone was on that concussion list and they show up in the line, they got the rights back.
So he's answering it without answering it.
Yeah, exactly.
Totally understandable.
He said, yes, there are Legends still signing deals.
Great. So there's more people jumping in the pool. That's awesome. That's great news. So hopefully SDCC rolls around, we'll see some really cool prototypes.
Can you clarify which store exclusive lines were discontinued? He says, not sure about discontinued, but maybe the line ran its course. It is planned for a year. Say like a line is planned for a year and the line stops. It ran its course. He says the retailers want different themes. They want different stuff on their pegs, i.e. Elite flashbacks.
Well, there you go. Again, retailers driving the market and what Mattel produces for them. So it all falls in line with what they want.
Another question, are there any new first time in the line Legends coming out this year? Bill said he is sure there is, but couldn't think of anything off the top of his head. He said Gorilla and Morocco fill two huge gaps in their Legends line, which is
absolutely,
which is correct.
Yeah, 100% true.
If you were going to make an ultimate edition of Shawn Michaels, which figure would you pick? Bill said it would be his final match. Not the Saudi Arabia show, the WrestleMania 26 match. I thought that was clever on his part. I was like, yeah, way to call that one out.
Yes, I agree on the 26. Great call.
How long do you think it will be before we see the women's tag team titles? He says it may be a bit since they are brand new. So they just came out about a month or two ago. He says they still got to get those in production.
Yeah, that'll be great when they do come out, though. And hopefully they release a Sasha and Bayley. We all know what's going on with Sasha, so who knows what the future holds for her, but hopefully when they're released, they are released in a two-pack.
Question from the interviewer, are talent like China, Hogan, and Jarrett still off limits? He says, we just go by who WWE says is available. How come there hasn't been any product for Brock or Becky, even when they've been champs or on a hot run for about 6 months? Bill said it's a timing issue, so this goes back to when I mentioned something about Becky a couple weeks ago, Sky, about her hot run. Yes. He says it's a timing issue. He said, and he said, not to be insulting, a year ago, Becky wasn't hot. When Becky caught fire, it was past that time period when they started doing the lineups and everything. Somebody may be hot right now or hot a year ago, and then they may fizzle out and they have already them scheduled in the line. So you just don't know, because Becky caught fire in August. They started doing everything, kind of pre-planning everything. So the timing just didn't fit in. So that shows you how long it takes for the tooling of a figure, the sculpts, everything, the from top to bottom, how long it takes for a figure to get produced. Same with FTC. FTC will announce a name or show a head sculpt, and then you don't see them for, what, maybe about 9-10 months? It's the same exact thing.
Yeah, but rest assured, there is going to be a ton of Becky product coming down the pipeline here.
Oh, absolutely. Any new female legends planned for 2019? Bill says he thinks so. He said, actually, yes, there is some prelim stuff. Here you go, Scott. Here's the news. And also for Josh Thompson, any updates on the entrance stage? He said they're still trying to figure that one out. There are a lot of factors. It is a huge tooling investment. He says, are they going to risk tooling something like the elite scale stage? Then they hypothetically, let's say WWE changes their stage. So already they've already tooled the stage and it's already out of date. Kind of coming down to stuff like that. He says with TRU gone, it changed the landscape. Target and Walmart just don't have the shelf space for something that large.
He's totally right. Could you imagine something that big? I mean, it would have to sit at Walmart, for example, would have to sit in one of the middle of their aisles, kind of like when they put out the electrical cars or the battery-powered cars for kids. Or if they have like a humongous Barbie house, this would be no different. It would be a humongous box sitting in the middle of the aisle. I hate to keep mentioning it, dude, but Matty Collector, at least get it crowdsourced, something, because there's definitely a demand for it. I don't see WWE changing their stage, so I don't think that them tooling it would be a huge risk. But I get what Bill is saying, absolutely. But if you could crowdfund something like this, because that's been mentioned by a few listeners on Twitter, and I completely agree, you're making the collectors, us, put our money where our mouth is. There's no risk in that, I don't think anyway. If we pony up the cash and we're on board and the investment is there, go. Make it happen. But I understand Mattel's hesitation in doing like a mass retail release. That makes sense. But on the other side of the coin, if we're offering to crowdsource, if you can present that option to us, there would be a lot of people on board with it, dude.
Oh, absolutely. I think there would be a lot of people donating to that to get that made.
Oh, 100%. Absolutely.
Like you said, Matty Collector, dude.
Yeah, or even the crowdsourcing, either one of those would be perfect for this project.
With the success of the retro line, will we start to see women, two-packs, accessories, and more? Bill said yes, but it all depends on the tooling. They would be doing the tooling for the women from scratch. They asked, is the GameStop RetroFest line continuing? Bill said, it is continuing until the end of this year. Have you found a spot for Rated R Lita, Wendy Richter, and Paul Ellering? He said they are still looking. He says it's frustrating when they show something, then the slot goes away, and then you are stuck with really cool figures. He said as a guy on the inside, he knows that it's frustrating for him, that the people on the outside, he could just imagine how frustrated we as collectors are. He said when something opens up, they are always looking to see if there is something they have developed in the past that will work for that slot.
Well, that's kind of how the Harley came to be, right?
Right.
The Harley and the Jake and the Steve Austin, the Elite Flashback 3 came to be because they saw those figures lying around. We told that story that Steve told us from last year's Access. So yeah, there's always the chance. And with those guys, I really feel that Bill and Steve kind of have a soft spot for us hardcore collectors. Like, they want the figures to be included as much as we do, but they're also at the mercy of the retailers, right? They've got these retailers that are driving their business, telling them who they want. And the Top Talent, Top Picks line is a perfect example of that. But then you've got Bill and Steve like, yeah, but we've got these really cool guys that would fit here. But the retailer's like, no, you know, has-beens, those won't sell as well as like an AJ Styles or a Roman or a Finn. I get where Mattel's coming from. And again, we are totally hopeful that they're able to find spots for those, because those would be amazing additions to the collections. The Wendy Richter, I really want to see that one get included somewhere. It's just a matter of where does it fit. So hopefully, as they mentioned that there are lines discontinuing or ending, running their course, hopefully there is a new line coming up somewhere where those figures will make perfect sense.
Actually, a question I just skipped over. Someone asked, why are the 2019 Top Talent series and basics the same as talent as 2018? He said the reason they exist is so they have top talents on the pegs for the retailers. Retailers want those guys available to them at all times. The top guys is based off exposure and sales. In the fall, they are switching the deco on three of the four elites that are coming out in the top talents. I thought that was kind of interesting, but it's basically so the retailers have AJ Styles for everyone, Seth Rollins. Anyways, that's the answer to top talents is exposure and sales.
Yeah, are you seeing a trend here with the questions being proposed to Bill? Retailers, i.e. Walmart and Target, are really driving what Mattel is producing in their WWE line. That's really what's going on right now. And this all goes back, Jeff, to the He-Man talk. And I know our hardcore longtime listeners, they've heard us talk about He-Man a lot. But for those that are new to the show or you've never heard the discussion, and you can see this on the Toys That Made Us, which, by the way, we're going to be on. You can see this on the Toys That Made Us in the He-Man episode. They mentioned that one of the reasons the line died was because you had a line of figures, Masters of the Universe, centered around your main character, He-Man. And kids would go to the store to get these amazing figures, but there was no He-Man. They were in such a hurry to release all of these new characters that while they were producing all of these cool characters, they forgot to keep putting He-Man into the line. Mattel isn't going to make that mistake with WWE. They are going to make sure that the kids that go to the store, much like back in 1983, 84, when the kids were watching their cartoons, they would see He-Man. When the kids are watching TV now, they're seeing Roman Reigns, AJ Styles, Finn Balor, Braun Strowman. Those are the names they're seeing on TV. So when the kids go to the store with their parents, Mattel is making sure those kids are going to see on the pegs Finn Balor, Braun Strowman, Roman Reigns. It's going to be a continuity of what they're seeing on TV to what they're seeing on the pegs. And from a financial standpoint to Mattel, that makes sense. That's what the retailers want. Whereas back in 83, 84, the kids would see He-Man on TV. They'd go to the toy store with their parents and they'd see the Skunk Guy or Moss Man or Hordak or whoever, but they wouldn't see He-Man because those were long gone and all these new characters were coming out. So it goes back to that Masters of the Universe died partly because they didn't have He-Man continually in the line. Mattel is going to make sure in their WWE line you will always have the guys you're seeing on TV every week.
Well said, dude. Have you said that once or twice before?
Maybe I have, and I apologize again to our hardcore longtime listeners. You've heard us mention He-Man so much, but really, that is the template of how not to run your line. You know, if you're seeing a character on TV every week, you want to make sure that the kids going to the toy stores see those same characters on the peg so they can pick them up and take them home.
Question from the interviewer, why is Liv Morgan a store exclusive and not in the main line? Bill said she was planned for Walgreens originally, but she was bumped from that assortment because they wanted to get her into an elite line immediately.
I'm okay with that. I'm okay because they're going to continue the exclusives, and that's a great looking Liv figure. I'm just happy they're producing her. I don't care what line she ends up in. Get her out there on the pegs.
Question, with Dean leaving, any more Dean figures coming out? He said no, they had to put a stop to that right away.
That's understandable. And you know what? I'm okay with it too because we have a plethora of Dean figures. In fact, I could go to Walmart right now and grab at least one basic of them. So I'm okay with Dean's drying up a little bit.
Any consideration for adding rotation at the elbows so elites like AJ and DDP can bring their hands closer together for their pose? So I know we have a lot of listeners that are into the articulation in the arms and all that stuff. So that's why I put this question in. That's the reason the Ultimate line exists, because it does have the extra articulation on the elbows.
So basically all of that articulation got dumped into the Ultimate editions.
Question, will we ever get the Ultimate Warrior's yellow strap IC title? He had the yellow strap heavyweight, but not the IC. Bill said it would be later down the road. They don't want to burn people out on Warrior figures, so they would look at that later down the road. It would also need to make sense. The interviewer, whoever he was, he had a good follow-up just kind of off the top of his head. He said, with Mania right around the corner, some people will have new attire. How quickly can WWE get you the reference? Bill said, we ask as soon as the show is over, and if they haven't done the shots yet, they do it within the next week.
Wow.
WWE knows it's important period for new outfits and new decos, so they try to get those shots immediately.
That's about right, Jeff, because if you remember last week, we were talking about what was shown at Access, and The Miz in his attire from last year's WrestleMania was just shown at Access this year for an upcoming Elite line. So that, again, going back to your conversation earlier about how long it takes from basically photo to figure, you're talking about 10 to 14 months somewhere in there.
Yeah, that was a good question by the interviewer. I don't know who he was, but he did. That was a good question on him.
Excellent question.
Question for Ray, why was an Elite flashback released before an updated current attire version since his return? Bill said if Ray would have come out in a gear from the past, it would have been no problem getting it done. But since Ray comes out in a mask with a mohawk, that new mask he comes out with, they weren't able to do it. He says they are currently tooling that new mask right now. But to get a new Ray out, they would need to go with an existing outfit. So something that they had already sculpted but not done. And that's why they went with the Halloween Havoc 97 outfit. Question, any plans to expand the Chase figures to battle packs or retros? Bill said nothing planned yet, but if they see an uptick in sales and they attribute it back to Chase figures, they would look into all figure lines to do Chases. Interviewer asked another good question. New packages are introduced every 2 years. The next one is supposed to be 2020. Any plans of next wave of packaging? Bill said he doesn't work in packaging, so nothing he knows of yet. But he loved this last round of packaging, so it's going to be tough to top. So that was the last question. A good couple of questions from the interviewer on that one. Good follow-up questions and stuff like that.
Absolutely.
So a lot of good questions in there.
I would like to know if there's any plan to go back to Rob Schamberger for future packaging.
If we see Bill at StocktonCon, we can ask him.
There you go. Put it on the list.
So that was the interview with Bill. I know it was a little long, but I wanted to get everything in that I felt that was important. I actually felt out of all 24 minutes, 23 minutes of the questions was important. So I wanted to get all those in. Sorry it went so long, but I felt it was important.
Yeah, no, that's good information. And it really tells us where they're being driven from. Like, who's really behind the wheel of the WWE/Mattel machine? And it's Target and Walmart. They're the ones calling the shots. They're the ones dictating. And I really feel that Bill and Steve have our best interests at heart. But again, the bus is really being driven by retail here. Bill and Steve want to get those figures in. And you and I know that, Jeff, because we talked to Steve last year at Access. He's got a soft spot for these figures just like we do, i.e. the Harley, Jake, and Steve Austin and Ricky Steamboat from the Elite Flashback 3. Those are kind of his babies. Like, he kind of made that happen. So any chance that they get to kind of shoehorn those figures in and find a spot, they absolutely will.
Elite Flashback 3, that's a rare unicorn, dude.
Exactly. I, you know, somebody asked if it was too early to call that a grail. I'm going to say no, especially if Steve is giving us correct information, which, again, it between our source and him, we don't know. But if he's giving us correct information that they're gone, that's already a grail piece.
Scott, it is time for FTC, and FTC's got quite a bit of news also.
Yes, they do. And we've been talking about it for a few weeks now, Jeff, that FTC and ROH, they bro-hugged, they did the Mega Powers handshake, and they're partners again. So FTC and ROH, full steam ahead. Green light, go. Anybody on the ROH roster, FTC can make them. So here goes. From FTC's Facebook page, this is a confirmation for all of you wrestling fans collecting our original Ring of Honor series. Some figures which were previously seen during the initial run, but never released, have been on everyone's minds. We can confirm that the remaining four figures from the original run of ROH figures, that would include Moose, ACH, Vita Scott, and Cheeseburger, will all be released during 2019. Stay tuned to FTC's Facebook page and Twitter for further information on release timeframes. So there you go, Jeff. That was almost becoming like FTC's Orange Card series, right? Well, right. They are releasing them. They are coming out this year.
That's great news. I know a lot of people were wondering about the Moose and the ACH figures. Moose, because he is still in Impact, so he's getting TV exposure, and a lot of people were hitting up Chris. Hey, what's up with the Moose figure? What's going on with the Moose figure?
Yep.
And Chris was like, it's not coming out. It's not coming out. And then once ROH and FTC were able to join forces again, it was like, oh yeah, by the way, the Moose figure's coming out. I'm like, yes, cool.
Yeah, and you know, this is great news for FTC too, because ACH is in NXT now. So that's great for them. That to your point about TV exposure, that's going to be more TV exposure for guys that they have figures of already. Not to mention the Viking Experience slash War Machine slash War Raiders already have figures in the FTC line.
War Machine, War Raiders. Oh, okay. I know who those guys are.
Yes. Those are good names. Those are even Berserkers is a better. We already talked about that. They've got Undisputed Era in their line. They've got War Machine. They're going to have Moose. They're going to have ACH. Great news for FTC. I am so happy for them. I'm glad that there are more wrestling figures out there from ROH. They've also got their Rising Stars line. They've got their Legends line. So again, FTC is only going to get better. And should I just read this off here, Jeff? We've almost got like a FTC commercial, but why not, right?
Go for it.
All right. I'm not going to go full commercial voice, but you can imagine in your head.
You can use my DJ voice if you like.
Jeff, I'm not worthy.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
All right. Here goes. Over the past several years, Figures Toy Company has produced action figures from many of the top stars to ever compete in Ring of Honor. Due to their popularity and demand from wrestling fans, FTC and ROH are moving forward with production on new Ring of Honor action figures with a strong focus on creating action figures for nearly everyone currently on the Ring of Honor roster. New faces, old favorites, and stars from the Women of Honor division are all entering production, allowing wrestling fans to build a roster of ROH figures as impressive as the real thing. Each Ring of Honor figure stands at 6 inches tall, is compatible with other modern professional wrestling action figures on the market. Every ROH figure will feature a highly detailed likeness, cloth accessories, which we've raved about, Jeff, such as t-shirts or entrance gear, and weapon accessories that will help them even the odds against their rivals. These figures are also packaged in resealable clamshell cases, which, Jeff, we've also raved about.
Yep.
Allowing collectors to keep their Ring of Honor action figures in mint condition when they're not being displayed or played with. With names like the villain Marty Scurll, the Lucha Sensation Bandito, and the desirable Mandy Leone on the Ring of Honor roster, Figures Toy Company has access to an amazing assortment of talent, many of whom have never had an action figure before. Production on the new ROH figures is still in the very early stages, but you can find previously released figures of past and present Ring of Honor stars at FiguresToyCompany.com. Stars such as new Ring of Honor World Champion Matt Taven, Dalton Castle, and famous faces from ROH's incredible history are all available to order now. Check back at ROHWrestling.com in the very near future for exclusive first looks at production on the new Ring of Honor action figures, and follow both Ring of Honor and Figures Toy Company on social media to see progress on this fully posable phenomenon.
Oh!
Was that a nod in our general direction?
We are so happy for them right now. This is like them getting the ROH line originally. This is just, it's such great news because Figures Toy Company, they were just starting to hit a stride. They were just starting to start to get that feel going, and the brakes got pumped a little bit, but everything's back on course. I love hearing this. Happy for Figures Toy Company. Happy for Chris, because now Chris has so many names at his disposal. I mean, Marty Scurll. And that was the name I was trying to get everybody to think of last week when I kept saying, think of everybody on ROH TV. Think of everyone on the roster because everyone is available. And that's such great news. I'm happy for Marty Scurll. He's getting his figure. This will be his second figure because he got that, was it a Rev Pro one? I believe it was.
Yes.
But he's getting an FTC figure. You know FTC is going to kill it on the cloth clothing. They're getting Bandito. Bandito was one of the grayed out head sculpts that was shown at the Fig Life meetup. So guys, next year in Tampa, stuff like this gets shown at the Fig Life meetup. So you guys need to be there next year, especially you.
Absolutely.
Scott. I'm gonna keep hounding you.
Every week now. You're true to your word. There is your weekly hounding of Scott. It's going to become like the Maddie Collector drop. Like the hounding of Scott drop will also happen every week.
For the next 50 to 51 weeks, you're going to be hearing about this, dude.
But yeah, to your point, Jeff, I am also extremely happy for FTC. They're getting better and better, which is what you and I said back when we were originally reviewing the FTC line when we first started talking to Chris. It was like, you guys might not be a fan of these figures now. Jack's Bone Crunchers right out of the gate weren't fantastic or well-received by a lot of people either, but it tends to get a lot better, and that's what we're seeing with FTC. You and I both enjoyed their figures that they first came out with. Some people didn't, but I think we can all agree by looking at the line where they're at right now, it's continuing to get better, and they are really hitting their stride. And like you said, Jeff, the brakes got pumped on ROH originally. Now, the Mega Powers handshake has been thrown back in. These guys are full speed ahead. All of the names are being produced, and I'm super excited about it. Here's the interesting catch. Now, they're being very clear that anybody and everybody underneath the ROH umbrella is capable of getting a figure. If Enzo and Cass sign ROH deals, we could get Enzo and Cass from FTC in ROH packaging. How crazy would that be?
Would that be the first time that we ever got a Mattel figure of certain guys and then FTC? Because usually FTC kind of kicks it off.
Yes, they go first, i.e. Undisputed Era, War Machine, Kevin Steen, AJ Styles. Those guys all came out in FTC first. I think you're right, Jeff, that this would be the first one in this line that went backwards.
Also, you know what was cool seeing, dude? Everybody that was excited on Twitter, and I'm going to say the ROH wrestlers that were excited on Twitter. Marty Scurll sent out a tweet. He quote tweeted it. Mandy Leon, even Velvet Sky and Angelina Love, who just showed up at the G1.
Yeah.
They were all excited. And I was like, this is cool because seeing them excited like they were, to get FTC figures back on course. I can just imagine what Chris is going through. It was probably the same feeling that he got when he was talking to Francine and Scott Norton regarding their figures.
Oh, absolutely, because they're getting a lot of positive feedback on social media about their figures coming out, and it's great to see Scott Norton finally getting an action figure. But dude, let me just say, I've been saying it all year. 2019, much like 2018, is another great year to be a wrestling figure collector. And we know that retail is driving the bus, but there are three names out there right now that are really making this happen for us. That's Chris, that's Steve Ozer, and that's Bill. And they are as passionate about the wrestling action figures as we are. And it's great to have those three guys calling the shots and making these things happen. I couldn't think of three better people, because as a wrestling figure collector, as long as you and I have been, Jeff, it's great to see where it's heading. And to have three very passionate people kind of heading the charge here, we're in a great position moving forward. We really, really are. Again, we don't know what's going to happen to the Mattel line when their contract comes up with WWE. We can all speculate. I don't want it to end. If we can keep FTC and Mattel kind of spearheading this thing for the wrestling figure market for years to come, I'd be totally okay with that.
Now we just need New Japan.
Well, yeah, and maybe if we have Chris on one of these days, that could be another question for him. I know we tend to ask him every time we have him on, but, you know, the landscape has changed a little bit. Things are changing on their side. Who knows where that conversation is going to lead to this time around with Chris, but I think we need to talk to him.
Is that a spoiler alert?
Not at all. I don't drop spoilers.
Okay, sorry for the long news segment, everyone, but I wanted to get all that stuff in between FTC and the ROH line and the interview with Bill that was popped up on YouTube. I wanted to get all that in. So sorry for going long, but not sorry, because that's the news segment. We deliver the news, Scott. We're like channel 2, 4, 5, 7, 11.
Well, what else would you expect from the longest running episodic wrestling figure podcast?
Scott, I think it's time we announce the next inductees into the Fully Posable Fig Life Wrestling Figure Hall of Fame. What do you say?
Or to be more specific, Jeff, the Hall of Shame.
Scott, you kind of spoiled it, but yes, we are going to announce the next inductees into the Hall of Shame wing, and kind of go back last year. The Hall of Shame wing went to the worst wrestling figure of all time, the LJN Ravishing Rick Rude. And this is kind of a fun one. It's kind of one of those head scratchers, frustrating figures, and figures that make you go, hmm. Remember that song in the 90s, Scott?
Of course I do. Absolutely.
So, Scott, who is going into the Fully Posable Fig Life Wrestling Figure Hall of Shame wing this year?
Jeff, the second, and I guess technically, and third entrance into the second annual Fig Life Hall of Shame are Galoob Doom. Now, Jeff, we all know, and some of us love, the Doom Galoob figures, but I think we can all agree that these things were a huge disappointment when they were released. Doom was at their height. Everybody was clamoring to get, because Doom were tag team champions. As kids, we were clamoring to get Doom action figures, and Galoob delivered. But they did not deliver Doom in their classic black ring gear with the tights, the boots, even the masks. What we got were Doom, Butch Reed, and Ron Simmons in sweatpants and sneakers. For the first time ever, Jeff, we had wrestling figures show up on our pegs like it was Casual Friday. And it was not Casual Friday. And therefore, the Doom Galoobs will be entering the prestigious wing of the Fig Life Hall of Shame.
Doom was a prominent tag team back in the early 90s that made up of Ron Simmons and Butch Reed, and everybody was hoping to get Doom figures, and when they were announced, we all got excited. We saw them on the pegs. We were all disappointed. So we'll go more in depth when the ceremonies happen, but yes, 2019 Hall of Shame belongs to Doom Galoobs. Scott, I shudder, whatever. Thinking of those figures right now, I think we need to turn this place more positive and go back into the listener segment. What do you think?
Yes, enough shame. Let's talk to the listeners.
Scott, first audio comes in from my tag team partner, Randy. Let's see what Randy's got to say.
Hey, Jeff and Scott. It's Jeff's tag team partner, Randy. Sitting back listening to the podcast, was looking forward to it the entire week, and it did not disappoint, as usual. I was also sitting in my figure room looking at my collection, and I felt like something was missing. And I thought about it, you know, this community, you guys in particular, but all the, I guess you can call them characters or gimmicks, that are on the podcast constantly have really become part of my figure family, because like many of the listeners, nobody here really shares my passion for collecting. And I was looking at my collection and I was like, something's missing. I need something. And I figured like, y'all are missing from my collection. You know, I don't really buy shirts because I don't really wear shirts with designs on the front. And I want a way to support, but I also want this community represented in my toy room. So I was thinking, would a possibility for merchandise, would there be any way that you would sell some kind of maybe drawing by Jason Wolf that you autograph? Like if I could pick, if I'm fantasy booking a Jason Wolf picture, it's going to be from a story that you shared a long time ago about how one of you walked in the room and the British Bulldogs were laying on your bed. And I remember just popping really hard for that story. So if I could fantasy book a photo to have the two of you autograph in paint pen, of course, it would be a Hasbro Jeff and Scott walking into a bedroom with the British Bulldogs lying on their bed, or maybe just a Jeff and Scott as the Bulldogs laying on the bed, something funny like that, something that only the community would understand or get, something that I would have to explain to people if they walk in and saw it. Just a thought. I would love to be able to have an 8x10 of Jason Wolf's drawings autographed by the two of you, the godfathers of the Wrestling Figure Podcast. And it would just be a really great addition to my collection. So tell me what you think. Maybe put up a poll to see if people would want that. I don't know. But I would really love to have the Fully Posable Podcast represented on my wall with some kind of artwork and definitely an autograph of the two of you. Just let me know your thoughts. And hashtag FigLife. Adios.
Hey, Randy. What's up, man? And Jeff, we just had our first request for autographs.
It is, huh?
It took 170 episodes. But your tag team partner, Randy, is the first person to ever ask for our autograph.
That is true.
This is a benchmark moment in the wrestling figure experience. I mean, the Fully Posable Podcast.
Dude, I'm going to sign about 100 of them and just put JT, but just put my initials.
We've talked so much about nice signatures and then we turn full heel and just put initials. That would be great.
I'm okay with doing that. Would you want to do something like that, like a cartoon character? Us in LJN packaging, or maybe like in British Bulldogs, or like, you know, us walking to a room and figures sitting on the bed? Or
I think the best part for me of Randy's question was that a story that we told about our childhood resonated with him and made him happy, because I remember how happy I was when I saw the British Bulldogs package laying on the bed. I remember how I popped when I saw it, and I'm like, oh my gosh, I get to play with the British Bulldogs now. They get to become my tag team champions for real. And I remember what that meant to me. So the fact that that resonated through the podcast to somebody else and gave them the same feeling, dude, that means the world to me. That's awesome. And that's one of the goals of our podcast, is to share these stories and hope that they resonate with the listeners as well. I'm debating on how to make that happen, but I think that definitely... You just had your poll question up, Jeff, on Twitter. Maybe that would be a good one to throw up this week. Would be, is there any interest in us signing pictures and sending them out to people? Or, Jeff, to kind of pull back the curtain a little bit, back in Los Angeles, when we met with Michael and James and David, there was a discussion at the table at Fatburger about getting figures made of us. And it would be the Micro Brawlers. And James was really gung-ho about it and was like, dude, if you guys did a limited run, I'm sure people would purchase them. So, I mean, now that we're getting this request, I guess it's a good time to throw it out there. Are you guys interested in that? Like, if we were to approach Pro Wrestling Tees and be like, hey, what would it take to get Micro Brawlers made? Would you guys be interested? It's almost like the Mattel situation with the stage, right? Like, Mattel is trying to gauge the interest because it's kind of an investment. We're going to ask you guys the same question. If we were to do Micro Brawlers of ourselves, or if we were to offer autographed pictures and it wouldn't really cost much, would you guys be interested in something like that? So that would be a good question for the poll. Or if you're listening to the show, just hit us up on Twitter real quick and let us know. Is there an interest in that? Because you guys really drive these episodes and you also kind of drive the merch as well. So if that's something you guys are interested in, definitely please let us know and we'll do our best to make it happen.
People say no if we do the poll and people say no. Oh, dude, I'm going to come back and cry, dude.
Well, hey, at least they're still buying the shirts.
I'd be like, you know what? Podcast done. I quit.
Yeah. No more dancing on poles for us, darn it.
I brought my DJ voice every single week for you guys.
We even renamed the show. No, we didn't.
For about 30 seconds, we renamed it. You know what? I could see, there was one idea that came to my head. And I think if Jason put pen to paper, we might be able to make this work. There was one idea that came to my head regarding a picture. It wasn't to be a t-shirt. It was just going to be like an 8x10. But maybe if I get Jason started working on that one may do well. But there also could be that one where it resonated with Randy regarding the British Bulldogs figures being propped up on your bed in the package. So maybe we can do something like that. I don't know. We'll kick it around, dude. We'll talk about it for the next couple days and then put up the poll and see if it gets a lot of love.
Yeah, your tag team partner, Randy, definitely got the wheels turning. So let's see where this goes.
Great. Now I've got my head spinning around on this.
That's how the show goes, dude.
Thank you, Randy, for the question. Scott, last question of the week comes in from Josh Thompson. Hey, Jeff and Scott, JT here. While I don't have a weekly question for you guys, I do have some thoughts I'd like to share of what Mattel has shown off at WrestleMania weekend. To start off, I'm glad we finally got to see the Lashley figure completed. I've been excited for this figure ever since Mattel showed it off last year's Comic-Con, and the finished product looks great. Seeing as Elite 68 is set to release in May, I'm hoping Lashley and the series comes out in July by my birthday month. Lashley isn't the only one I'm looking forward to in Elite 69. I was happy to hear we are getting a Ricochet sooner than later. While I already have this NXT exclusive basic and I normally don't buy two figures of the same guy unless their attire changes, I do think I'm going to pick up or try to get Ciampa's Elite. I love the crutch it comes with, and it reminds me of his battle with former partner at one of the NXT takeovers, and the attire looks cool overall. Another Drew McIntyre Elite was shown off, and I'm honestly glad we are getting him as an Elite again. Nothing on the NXT Drew Elite, but thanks to Mattel, that thing has been hard to find. I do still hope to get an add to my wall space. since I gotten at least one exclusive figure from every series up there except NXT. Ultimate Deletion is probably going to ultimately destroy my wallet, but I still get it. And hey, what do you know? An EC3 Elite has been confirmed and shown off, as in progress, of course, prototype. Honestly, guys, I'm glad I was somewhat on the ball with an EC3 Elite coming. I'm no Dave Meltzer of the wrestling fig world, but with EC3 coming up to the main roster, you knew it was going to happen sooner or later before he'd get his first Elite and first ever figure. So those are my thoughts on some of what Mattel showed off at WrestleMania. Sorry this is so long. I'm sure you already went over it in the news segments. But if you have anything else to add, please feel free to do so. Now, you pretty much touched on everything, man. The Lashley looked good in person. I thought that was a good-looking figure. The Ricochet, even though it was blued out, it was a prototype shown. The jacket looked cool. The blued-out sculpt looked cool. Everything looked good so far, so good on that. The Adam Cole looked great where he was in the Bebe pose.
Yeah.
That was one I wanted to throw in there because I thought it looked really, really good.
For sure. I really like that. The expressive face. I love that the first one that they came out with in the 3-pack, Jeff, was kind of, as you said, puppy dog eyes. It was kind of just like resting face Adam Cole. But this one has so much expression. I think Mattel really hit the ball well on that one. They did good.
I do have to be honest, and I'm sorry, Ethan, but I just kind of skimmed over the Seth figures. I saw Seth and I just kind of moved along. It was kind of like white noise to me. I didn't pay too much attention to the Seth figures, kind of going back to Access. I was looking more for the new guys, like Josh Thompson said, the Lashley, the Ricochet, the Mustafa Ali. And I wish I would have seen the Mustafa Ali later on at Access when they actually showed the figure instead of the prototype. The Gorilla Monsoons, I was looking for newer figures. I kind of skimmed over the AJs. I skimmed over Seths. I skimmed over Bronze. I skimmed over Basics because I wanted the new stuff. I wanted the new stuff to grab me. Like John Cena, as you said last week, Scott, his dad haircut. I wanted to see something like that.
Yes, for sure.
And the first thing I saw was that Gorilla figure. And I was like, like took my breath away, dude.
Yeah, like they're hitting a leadoff home run. Like that's the first thing you see. That's a leadoff home run. You're like, holy crap, it can only go down from here.
That's exactly, dude. That's exactly what I was thinking. I was like, well, if this is the best thing I've seen so far,
yeah,
I'm going to not be floored by anything else. But they actually got me. Don Morocco was also shown off. And that one was something that caught me. I was like, whoa. Although I thought it was Dino Bravo at first, but
that's a fair assessment, though. Yeah, that's a fair assessment.
So anyways, yeah, I'm excited for a lot of the stuff that they showed. There was a lot of good stuff. I loved one thing I didn't really touch on last week. We did mention it briefly. The Alexa Bliss and Sasha Banks in the battle pack from the Saudis.
Yes.
I thought that was great how they put them in that attire. I probably won't get it. And I forgot to look at the Sasha face, actually. But I thought it looked good. I thought that was a well done, well thought out battle pack. So I was like, good job on them for doing something like that, because that was awesome how they did that.
Well, here's the big question, right? Bill mentioned specifically in his interview that with Dean leaving, they immediately slammed the brakes on all future Dean Ambrose figures. If the rumors about Sasha Banks are true, what are the odds that that figure gets canceled? If Sasha leaves WWE, are we still going to get that two-pack? Or are they just going to release the Alexa in a future basic series and the Sasha is scrapped forever?
That's a good question. I could see that happening because they're doing it with Dean figures.
Yeah, I really hope that we do get it at some point.
Bill was super nice to take time and talk to me for a little bit, and I'm hoping we get to see him at StocktonCon this year. I really do.
For sure, Jeff. And those are things to get excited about, right? Because in 3 months, we have San Diego Comic-Con, and I would imagine the The Don Morocco will be a finished product. The Ricochet will be a finished product. The Adam Cole, the EC3, all those guys will be finished products by SDCC, hopefully. And if not, Jeff, than possibly by StocktonCon in August. So lots of exciting stuff coming down the pike this year. Again, great year to be a wrestling fan or a wrestling figure fan between FTC and Mattel, just totally killing it and hitting home runs with all their stuff. Dude, what a great year so far. The top 10 list this year is going to be so tough.
So, Scott, that rounds out episode 170. And before I get into my normal spiel to the round out the show, the plugs and everything, one thing I want you guys to do, Scott doesn't know I'm doing this, but one thing I want you guys to do, is I want you guys to go out and do a little toy hunt. I want you to tag us, tag Fig Life, tag hashtag toy spotting. I want you guys to go out this weekend or whenever you're listening to the show, take a picture of you listening to the show and go to a Target. Hopefully you find something. If you do, tweet at us, whether it's a vintage toy shop, a Target, a Walmart. Take a picture of you listening to the show and hopefully you get something good. Maybe it'll bring Toy Spot in luck. Fingers crossed. Okay, with all that said, Scott, that will round out episode 170.
And if they don't find anything, Jeff, then we're all suffering in the same boat together. The river will be made of our tears.
I'll put a sad face emoji.
Yes, that'll be the clue. Put a sad face emoji or a happy face emoji and hashtag Fig Life along with your picture.
Yeah, and if you guys can't make it out this week, maybe something's preventing you. Go on to Amazon. Find something on Amazon or go to Figures Toy Company.
And let's not forget, Jeff, we are hearing rumblings that orders at Amazon for Retro Series 8 are being canceled.
That just popped up tonight.
Yes, so if you are one of the unlucky ones that received the notice that either your order was pushed back or your order was canceled altogether, Megalopolis.toys does have the Retro Series 8 minus the Iron Sheik. But from what I'm understanding is the Iron Sheik is the easy one to find online and in stores. So if you need Series 8 and you're willing to buy online, go check out Megalopolis.toys because they do, as of the recording tonight, Jeff, they have Series 8 available to pre-order. And as far as I know, they're not canceling orders. So jump on, order them if you need them.
Wait, who's finding Series 8 out and about?
I don't know. I'm seeing people holding their Series 8 figures on Twitter.
Oh, they got them early from other sites.
Ah, gotcha. Okay. But from what I'm hearing is that the series is being, the orders are being canceled except for Iron Sheik.
So yes.
From what if I'm to read this correctly, Iron Sheik's going to be the easy one to find.
Good. That's the one I was most excited about.
Bingo. Exactly. Me too. So if you are still looking for the remainder of Series 8, make sure you keep Megalopolis in mind.
Everyone, head on over to Pro Wrestling Tees or WhatAManeuver.net. Pick up any of our new shirts. We got some new shirts coming out. We'll be tweeting those out. You can follow us on Twitter, YouTube, Snapchat, and the Book of Faces at Fully Posable, Instagram, Fully Posable, WFP. You can go back and listen to any of our past podcasts on FullyPosablePodcast.com. Download that Podbean app if you're on the go. Stitcher, iTunes, iHeartRadio, and Spotify. Thank you to Vano SH Gaming. Thank you for the 5 stars, and you like people.
He likes people, and he likes us. He says we're the best podcast ever.
CM Punk doesn't like some people. He says Twitter's like leaving the window to your house open.
Yes, correct.
You can email us any audio questions, or anything else at all to fullyposablewfp@gmail.com. Scott, roll call.
Yes, first and foremost, I have to throw it out to our amazing artist, Jason Wolf. He is the amazing designer behind all of our shirts that are available right now on What a Maneuver and Pro Wrestling Tees. You can follow him on Twitter at JasonWLF. If you need artwork, he is your guy. Wrestling figure columns, Jeff. Let's throw it out to our buddy, your buddy, CJ, on Twitter. You can follow him at your buddy CJ. Writes a killer wrestling figure column.
And he also did the graphics to our Fully Posable Fig Life Hall of Fame.
Yes, he did. You're absolutely right. So a big thank you to our buddy and your buddy CJ, Jeff. Make sure you go follow him on Twitter again at your buddy CJ. Fellow podcasters out there, we love you guys. We're going to give you a shout out. Rant with Ant, Marty and Sarah, Breaker and Bane, and you can pick up Breaker and Bane's show every Sunday, just like ours. Again, going back to the Mega Powers, we're shaking hands with Breaker and Bane, brother. Not Your Mama's Soap Opera, the Positively Pro Wrestling Podcast, Doing the Favor, and the Chick Foley Show. And we're going to round it out this week, Jeff. Figure photographers.
Ooh, I like how you extended that.
That was for you. First up, Jeff, one of the good ones out there, Sean Welch. And you can follow him on Twitter at Sean, S-E-A-N, Welch. Photos.
Thank you for showing up to the Fig Life meetup, Sean.
Yeah, I hope you had a blast, brother. Next up, Unboxed Alliance, and you can follow him on Twitter at Unboxed Alliance. Next up, Matt S, and you can follow him on Twitter at Matt, that's two T's, S4400. Another one of the good ones out there, Jeff, V Trigger Figs. You can follow him on Twitter at V, the letter V as in Vicky, Trigger Figs. Next up, Wrestling Figgies. And you can follow him on Twitter at WFiggies, F-I-G-G-I-E-S. And last but certainly not least, Jeff, James Bowen. And you can follow him on Twitter at Abe, A-B-E, linked, L-I-N-K-E-D, I-N, 9-2. And that rounds out roll call for the week.
And also, if there is any customizers that want to be added to Scott's roll call, somehow jump on Twitter and message him at feedme_TacoBell.
Yes, please. Currently, we only have two that we give a shout out to. So if you know of better customizers out there or really good customizers out there, please throw them my way and I'd love to give them a shout out.
So that ends roll call, Scott.
That rounds out roll call for the week, sir.
Anything else?
Happy toy hunting.
Thank you to everyone for listening to episode 170 of the longest running episodic wrestling figure podcast going today. Hashtag Fig Life. Adios.
Yeah. Fully posable. Let's go. Jeff and Scott, the Toon Brothers, busting out the ring. But we don't take it out the box, MOC. Happy toy hunting, we'll see you next week. We're the OGs of WFP. Fully posable, thank you all for listening. It ain't no storyline, real life siblings. So everybody go and do your toy spotting. Hashtag Fig Life, adios from the Kings.